This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we're going to start today with an offer. How would you like to put zero down on a home? I mean it, zero down and still get the mortgage and the house. Well, that's what the state's Affordable Housing Agency is offering some home buyers. This week, Mass Housing announced its new zero down payment program to help low to middle income buyers who lack the cash to close a deal on a new home. But the question is, how much will it actually help in Greater Boston's red hot housing market? So let's get the view of an independent housing advocate. Tom Callahan is executive director of the Massachusetts Affordable Housing Alliance. That's a Dorchester-based affordable housing advocacy organization, and he joins us in the studio. Tom Callahan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having us.
So just to be clear, you're not with Mass Housing. You're with the Massachusetts Affordable Housing Alliance, separate organizations here. But just tell us briefly, how does Mass Housing's new plan for a zero down payment program, how would it actually work?
So it's available to first-time homebuyers buying a condo or single-family home up to $400,000. They will be eligible to receive down payment assistance of 3%, which is the typical down payment they require for condos and singles. Single families, and that's up to $12,000, obviously, if you do the math. And it's a 1% deferred loan, essentially, that will be repayable not in monthly installments, but at the resale or refinance of the property with a 1% interest rate.
Okay.
So that's basically how it works.
So the big change here is that in the past, Mass Housing has required people to put 3% down for their assistance in financing.
Right.
Now they're going to say zero down.
Correct.
Okay, great. So, but there's a cap at $400,000 for the value of the home or the condo. And also, homebuyers have to have an annual household income at or below area median income as well.
That's right.
So just, you know, what's your take? I mean, is this going to help people get into homes?
Absolutely. Down payments, accumulating down payments is one of the biggest barriers. It's not the biggest, but it is one of the bigger barriers that we face here in Greater Boston and with first-time homebuyers generally. So it will definitely help people who are struggling with the high rents. Mm-hmm. Rents are very high in Greater Boston, as people know. So it's hard to save for a down payment. Right now, it's hard to save, period, and saving for a down payment is challenging for lots of millennials and other folks that are in the first-time homebuyer market. So this will definitely assist in getting their foot in the door in terms of the homeownership market.
But, you know, I come back to the idea that this is capped at homes and condos worth $400,000 or less. That leaves a lot of the market sort of out of reach of this program.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, I mean, are there other ways, other kinds of programs that we should be thinking about in order to sort of give first-time home buyers access to, you know, all those homes out there, and there are so many that are above $400,000.
Right. Yeah, a couple of comments on that. One is it's not yet available to 2- and 3-family homes, so that's a issue. I think we want to open this. We'd like to see Mass Housing take a further step and say, yeah, we're going to apply this to 2- and 3-family homes. I think that opens up. It would probably have to raise the purchase price cap too, because those are obviously even more expensive in many areas where because you have rental income coming in, the seller can get even more than $400,000 for 2- and 3-family property. But that's one change I think we'd like to see. The other thing is something beyond the scope of what Mass Housing can do, but I think city and state agencies really need to go back to the drawing board and figure out how we can substantially lower the cost of getting into your first home in Massachusetts. And we've looked at programs in San Francisco. There's close-in cities like Cambridge and Somerville have buy-down programs, which is essentially putting in $100,000 or $150,000 and bringing down a $450,000 house to $300,000. And suddenly you open up a range of home buyers who can actually compete for that house. So it's works similarly to these down payment assistance grants. They are deferred loans, but they come from a public agency. So we hope the city of Boston, state of Massachusetts can look at more of these buy down programs. There are examples out there, mm-hmm. Cambridge, Somerville, locally, some of the suburban communities have also experimented with some of these buy-down programs. So I think it's something we have to explore in Boston and some of the other communities.
You know, I'm seeing here that currently about half of Mass Housing's borrowers fall between the ages of 26 and 35. It's a really important age in order to sort of get in as a first-time home buyer.
Yep.
Because that's the way it works in America, right? You build your wealth in a sense through your assets, and the earlier you get in, the better. But, I mean, I'm just wondering, it still feels like these are noble and maybe effective attempts for public and quasi-public agencies to battle back what is essentially a market-based problem, right? Like, things are just too expensive for many, many people in Massachusetts, and that's a fundamental disconnect that we don't yet have a solution for.
So these buy-down programs are another, I think, an attempt to make the existing homes more affordable. But you raise a good point. We need to build more housing of all types throughout eastern Massachusetts in all communities. I mean, the cities, the suburbs all have to pitch in. We need to be rezoning, upzoning, as they say, areas around transit, other areas where we can build new housing units so that we can it probably won't be enough to bring prices down, but it at least will moderate
stabilize
prices, and that would be long-term good news for first-time homebuyers.
Right. Well, in the interim, and every little bit helps, I think. Tom Callahan, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Affordable Housing Alliance, a Dorchester-based affordable housing advocacy organization. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, before we head into the break, I have this clarification about a story we brought you yesterday. That was a conversation with Massachusetts State Rep Diana DeZoglio. Now, in 2011, DeZoglio was an aide on Beacon Hill, and she was also the victim of harassment there. She told us yesterday that in 2011 she was fired and was asked by House leadership to sign a non-disclosure agreement in order to collect her severance pay. Now, DeZoglio's story was first reported in Boston media last week when she revealed it on the House floor during a debate over new anti-sexual harassment bill, a bill being debated by the House. Now, we requested an interview with House Speaker Robert DeLeo yesterday. He wasn't able to join us, but his staff did send us several statements which did not make it onto our air yesterday during the broadcast. So here's excerpts from those statements. They read, quote, "We believe Representative DeZoglio's statements regarding the harassment she experienced in April of 2011 and are deeply troubled by them." The speaker, however, added in another statement that, quote, "DeZoglio's attorney never raised the issue of sexual harassment or inappropriate conduct during the negotiations which led to her termination and severance agreement. While we understand why a victim of such harassment would fear disclosing it, we have to reject any assertion we were aware of it prior to Thursday or that we sought to silence her and or to cover up any harassment with the 2011 agreement." Now, we have much more of the speaker's statement at radioboston.org, plus go there to hear our conversation with State Rep Diana DeZoglio as well. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.